The next thing is the blues and what you do to accompany blues in a Chuck Berry type style. So rather than just to teach you, let's listen for a minute to what that is as a straight beat. As hopefully you can hear, there are only two notes being sounded while I do this. There is the fifth string open and the fourth string second fret. I hit that twice, and then I hit the fifth string open and the fourth string fourth fret. So let's try it together. We play the fifth string open and fourth string second fret. Do it again. Now fifth string open and fourth string fourth fret. Twice. And we do that pattern twice in a measure. We're going to do it straight. I'm going to count and let's try a few measures. Three and four and. Let's do it again a little faster. Three and four and. Now for D, it's the same basic pattern. We play the fourth string open and the third string second fret together two times, and then the fourth string open and third string fourth fret twice. Let's try that slowly. Three and four and. Faster. Three and four and. Now for E, it's the same pattern, but on the fifth and sixth string. We play the sixth string open and the fifth string second fret, and we do that twice. And then we play the sixth string open and fifth string fourth fret twice. So let's try that in time. Three and four and. Okay. So now the key is changing chords. When we have A, we play again the fifth and the fourth string. This. D, the fourth and third, and E, the sixth and fifth.